San Juan County Public Hospital District will transition from executive session and reopen the public session. And the first order of business here is to make known our feelings in terms of the work performance of our superintendent, Pam Hutchins. Mark, you want to start the conversation?
Yeah, as in years past, we appreciate Pam's dedication, hard work, focus, and skills. We've cautioned her to try to draw some lines around her personal life so that she has time off, and that her wellness matters to us. So just expressions of appreciation for your hard work, Pam, and we're glad that you're here doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. Annalisa?
I would just reiterate what Mark said. He said that you're so dedicated, and the community is very lucky to have you in your role.
Thank you.
So one of the things that ultimately needs to be discussed is your ongoing salary, and that now is a bit early, I think, because your budget has not been discussed even in the hearing today and finalized on November 28th, but I can assure the board that I'm going to recommend a COLA increase. You certainly have earned it much more than the usual COLA, which I think is the 3.12% or some darn thing. So we'll be hearing about that later, and thank you so much for your fine service. Warren.
Rebecca.
Okay.
You have to go, right? I have no problem going.
Well, I skipped over. Right.
Pam, you and I talked, and I agree with everything that's been said, but what every one of these people said, and upstairs, that I'm going to repeat here, is you work too hard. And to make it very simple, you work too hard. That has its pluses and its minuses. We also discussed, and you and I discussed, how hard your job is without a five-year plan, and our responsibility and your responsibility to work on that together, and you to be more forceful about us doing that so we can plan budgets better. Your organizational skills are good, you're very congenial, and you work too hard. But thank you for all the work you do. But don't stay after work to do it anymore, please.
Thank you, Warren. Rebecca, sorry I miss you, but you're in a box.
That's okay.
You're in a box.
I'm in a box. Reiterate again how extremely knowledgeable Pam is about numerous subjects and helping the commissioners, committed to the organization and the agency, and I too suggested that she more frequently ask for assistance because she works too hard. But overall, she's so helpful to all of us, and her interface with EMS is appreciated by everyone as well.
Thank you, Rebecca. Any additional comments by the board? So we have 10 minutes before we formally open the budget hearings for not only Sound Island EMS, but also the district, so which starts officially at 3:45. So I thought I would discuss very briefly the third item under new business, which reads discuss act on HRSA grant. This was something that has come up here very, very recently. This grant was due to be submitted no later than the 30th of this month. We thought initially it was doable, but our grant writer, who we were hoping that would assist us greatly, was just not available for family-related considerations. So now the game plan is to submit in August of 2019 for this HRSA grant. And this grant relates to the reestablishment of services lost by the Life Care Centers of America closing. There has been a task force put together under the leadership of Evan Paroles. It goes back, 7 or 8 months now, I think. Pam's part of that task force. It's comprised of 13 individuals, very knowledgeable individuals, and they have put together a basic framework to allow us to take the next step, and that is to strike a feasibility study. And we have been in conversation, the Healthcare Foundation and the task force with Jody Corona, who did a like-kind feasibility study for Peace Medical Center so many years ago. She knows her stuff. She has been fundamentally involved with a small grant that a bunch of PhDs have adopted. We have been included in that going forward. And so we see now that under Jody's wing and her healthcare facility corporation, we're in need of about $50,000 in money. $5,000 of that will come from this grant that I mentioned just recently, but $45,000 will, by necessity, need to come from our community. And this is something, obviously, going back to the old medical center when we had that philanthropic need. But then it was on the order of over $10 million. So in a relative sense, this is an easier nut to crack. So the involved parties in this regard will be the Inter Island Healthcare Foundation, which I've been a part of for more than a decade and a half. And we will find out, but we think that the San Juan Island Community Foundation is going to be involved. Pam and I are going to meet with their executive director tomorrow, matter of fact. And then we're going to get the roll out the ball, and it's going to start with a press release that Evan is going to craft and have us review to make it known to our community that, hey, you know, we haven't given up on trying to resurrect the lost services, but this is what we need to do in a logical way. So I sort of paraphrased this page and a half document that was crafted by Beth Williams Giger, and I would encourage you to take it home, read it. And if any one of you wanted to put it on the agenda for the 28th of this month to discuss it again, and obviously you've demonstrated your interest in what's going on here. So we will do so and flesh out even more. Any questions or comments, Pam?
Yeah, it is important to, you know, we want the community to recognize and that we haven't just given up on it. There, we have been working on this since the very first time the task force met and came up with these parameters and the network of all the other hospital districts. There was 13 of them. Came up with a pretty similar list of things to look at that we're looking at, and having a feasibility study done and addressing what our county needs, and those are, is really important to have that for the investors to come after, or just from the community and people to show what we need for our community and give the community an opportunity to weigh in on these things at a later date. So we are continuing to take this very seriously, and we'll continue to work on it.
Thank you, Pam. Any questions at this time? Rebecca?
Yeah, I have. Does Jody Corona have any idea or suggestions for somebody who can help us write the grant, like in the next 3 weeks?
No, that has been pursued, and the answer is no.
Okay.
Unfortunately, okay. So that's, you know, we tried our best. It's been a work in progress for a good number of weeks, and it's just like we've had some roadblocks. We can't do it ourselves. We don't have the talent nor the time to do it. So we need a professional grant writer. So.
Okay.
Thanks, Rebecca. Any other comments? Okay. So because of state requirements, we're not allowed to open the budget hearing for either the San Juan EMS or the PhD, so we have
7 minutes to go to the back.
It'll take you all that time. I'm old. So we'll call a recess for 7 minutes.